what do you think it's going to be like Saturday night when it's unveiled and you and everyone else gets to see Frank Robinson, the first of your statues at the ballpark?
It's going to be incredibly exciting. I think he's thrilled that this is being done, and I just can't wait to see how the family, you know, receives it.
When you say that, how everyone receives it, I guess that's the ultimate for you when you work on a piece of artwork that you want to see what other people think about it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is a legacy. It's going to be there for generations, and it's going to be how a lot of people learn about Frank Robinson and what he did for the Orioles and for baseball. So, you know, I want it to be very faithful to the subject, and I want him to be happy with it.
How did you get this project? I mean, this is a project that a Baltimore baseball fan would die for, and you have a body of work that's led you to this.
You know, I feel very fortunate to get the project. You know, I'm a Maryland sculptor, and I've done about 20 to 30 projects around the country, and my legacy, or my work kind of preceded me. The Orioles found me because I did the teammate sculpture up in Fenway Park in Boston. So, and I'd also done the Nolan Ryan for the Texas Rangers. So I had some sports background, but they found me through the Thurgood Marshall Memorial.
And it's nothing more Maryland than that.
That's right. Absolutely.
What's the biggest challenge when you're given the task of recreating an iconic figure like a Frank Robinson?
Well, one is to do a great deal of research, you know, to go through the Orioles archives and to work with the Orioles staff just to make sure that I'm seeing what I need to be seeing. You know, once you pull everything together, you have a load of questions just to make sure that the equipment, the uniform, the poses, everything is faithful to that period. So part of it is research, but also verifying with, you know, the Orioles, and then finally with Frank Robinson and his family to make sure everything's right.
So you're a pleaser. You have to please a lot of people.
Well, yeah. You know, I always look at it as a house of cards. You know, if there's one thing wrong, it, you know, all falls apart. So I just want to make sure that I get everything right and that the subject is happy with it. It's very important to me.
When you work on these statues, from your perspective, like you say, you want everything right. When it turns out, then people are looking at something that is, though big and a sculpture, almost lifelike.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is going to be bigger than life, about 25% bigger than the subject. And, you know, it's going to make a great impact, I hope.
Do you ever think of what the conversation would be like if it was just you and Frank together when you're working on the sculpture?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I did get to work with him, and I met with him a couple times. And so I kind of know what that's like. And, you know, it would be great to, you know, have him there more often, but actually there's no need because a lot of it's process and kind of not that exciting.
When they see the finished product, they see a wonderful statue, but like you say, there's a lot of process in getting to that point. From start to finish, how long did the Frank Robinson statue take?
Well, I've been working on all six projects at the same time. So we started about a year ago. And I have to say, you know, the Orioles were wonderful, and they went the extra mile just to make sure everything was right. Let's say every sculpture had about a dozen reviews, and, you know, everybody was looking for detail and making sure that everything was right. And I think that the subjects, Frank Robinson, appreciated that.